This is Cindy Solomon in the San Francisco Bay Area, queuing up for today's Global Product Management Talk with Gopal Shenoy, who will be speaking about the competitive space. If you'd like to join us, log on to Twitter. We use the hashtag PRODMGMTTALK to see the discussion. I suggest using TweetChat, which is the easiest tool to use. It filters out all the other tweets except for people who are using the hashtag. It's at TweetChat, TweetChat.com. You log in with your Twitter account, and you can put the hashtag at the top. And so automatically you'll be able to tweet, and it will add the hashtag. And it will also tell you how much space you have left in your tweet. I am expecting Gopal Shenoy to join us in about 15 minutes. This is just our second broadcast talk. We have been doing the Global Product Management Talk for over 20 weekly talks. And I'll tell you exactly which number we are on. You can see our website at www.prodmanagementtalk.com, PRODMGMTTALK.com. At the website, you can get the schedule of speakers coming up as well as past schedules. You can get background information on all the content we've collected from each of our talks. And today is our 23rd talk since we started in February. It's become a very popular Monday afternoon for us discussion. We call it a Socratic discussion because our experts are not doing a presentation, but they're actually engaging the participants and answering questions in the Socratic method. So everyone gets to showcase their resources, their opinions, and information that they have to share, which I find very exciting. And the reason why we started doing the blog talk radio aspect part of it is because we get into such excellent discussions while we're on Skype with co-host Adrian Tan from Australia, Brainmates, and our speaker of the week. And I realized that it wasn't possible to tweet everything that we're saying because we're also watching the tweet stream. And I wanted to include everyone in the conversation because essentially this is a weekly product camp. It's an opportunity to come together with other product managers to talk about relevant information to network. I have a producer here with me today. Her name is Joy. Thank you for being here, Joy. She is helping to tweet, move the conversation forward. There is a little bit of logistics involved in producing this event, although it is a lot of fun. I have a dashboard open, as if I'm on a radio show. It's very cool. If anyone is listening, there is actually a chat room attached to the blog talk radio. And I have another screen set up to see the chats, which we're starting to put out our pre-written tweets about how to participate in the chat and the information for today's chat. Fortunately, I know that we can edit this. Joy, our producer, is excellent on Audacity, which is a program that lets you edit an MP3 or a WAV. And Blog Talk Radio makes it very easy to upload your edited programs. Here is our episode information. Gopal Shenoy is a seasoned software product management veteran with over 15 years of experience managing highly successful B2B and B2C software products. He says that as software product managers, understanding your competition needs to be a very important ingredient of your work DNA. His personal blog, Software Product Manager, at www.productmanagementtips.com, is rated as one of the top product management blogs in the world. And he says that he's delighted to join us in this conversation. We are delighted to have him join us.
Hi.
Hi, Gopal. This is Cindy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So I was just playing with my dog, so I'm really panting here. Is Adrian also online?
Adrian is not joining us today, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I'm going to see if we can get another co-host to jump in.
No problem.
This is Roger.
Hi, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Glad to get the invitation from you.
We are recording on Blog Talk Radio. Lou.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Okay. Well,
yeah.
you both are famous for your blogging about product management.
Yeah, I run the blog on productmanagementtips.com, Roger.
And you're also pretty active on some of the LinkedIn groups as well, is that correct?
Not as much as I want to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you, Roger?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. So I want to introduce Roger, who was actually our fourth speaker for this event back in February 28th, before we were recording our Skype conversations. Roger gave a discussion on, is innovation just good product management? All of that information from that talk is available at our website, www.productmanagementtalk.com, the same as our hashtag. And by the way, Roger, we've been talking about bundling the content from the talks into an ebook.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because we have the transcript, we have the blog postings before and afterwards. I've been inviting people to contribute to these talks. So basically, we're creating a mini product camp talk weekly.
A different channel for product camps.
Right. As we get used to using this Blog Talk Radio, I was thinking we should do a program for product camps, because that's a whole other area of product management content that people who aren't local to a camp would definitely benefit from.
Absolutely. It makes it global.
Yep, for sure. Where in Boston are you, by the way, Gopal?
I'm in the western suburbs of Boston.
Okay, because I grew up on the south shore of Boston, in Nantucket Beach.
I'm far west.
Right.
I go into Boston every day.
Is that Route 228?
No, I go into downtown Boston. I take the train in.
Okay, I'm going to start with our first question. Okay, our first question. And today we're talking about the competitive space, or know your enemy. So the question number one is, how do I find out what my competitors are up to? It's really, what are my competitors doing, as opposed to, who are they? So the answers are, competitors' websites are a gold mine. That was doing a search, Google Alerts.
How about talking to prospects and talking to them about competitors that they've been looking at to help them solve their problems? It's more of a question for Paul.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I had called it, the thing is, in terms of, especially if you're doing win-loss analysis, and let's say you won an account, or if you lose an account, either way, you can find out who the competitors were, especially if you win it. Your new customer might be more than willing to tell you the other products that they have looked at, and all the different pitches those competitors had made to win them over. And that could be fodder for the next time you run into the same competition.
The problem I have is that all this information from their websites, it's marketing information. It's not necessarily exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, how about a survey, maybe? A survey that gets at the brand perceptions of the competitors. What one word comes to mind when you think of such and such competitor? What one word comes to mind when you think of competitor B, competitor C?
I'm capturing the questions onto Facebook, your added questions, Roger. So would you like to move on to question two, which is, what if my competitor engages in a price war? how do I win a price war with my competitor? I actually think we should do a discussion on just on pricing. And I've seen in the Valley a new position called a price analyst. And the price war would occur amongst the salespeople anyway. It wouldn't necessarily occur at the product management.
So what does product management need to arm? What information does the product management need to arm sales with in order to help sales, keep sales from engaging in this price war and just an ever lower price point? And it sounds like Gopal is saying you focus on, you know, agreeing with the gentle, with the person who said focus on other benefits, service, and product instead of price.
Yeah. We had one case where the customer was being really pitched low prices for the competitor, and our salesperson was being asked if they could match the price. He's asked a very simple question to the prospect. Would you like your salesperson to go and drop prices in front of your customers for your product that is adding tremendous value? That helps the customer focus on the value as opposed to the price that he was being pitched by his competitor. It is just basically resetting expectations. And if it's a customer that solely cares about the price, it may not be a customer that you may want to own, because that is just the start of it. From there on, it'll be for subscription. It'll be for every time you want to sell a new product, they'll be looking for really cheap solutions. I'm not saying it's always the case. Sometimes you have to discount products, especially if it is a strategic sale. Do you know what Saeed Khan is saying about never engage in a land war in Asia? What does he mean by that?
I don't know what the land war in Asia, I guess that's maybe referring to sort of a long tradition of very difficult, you know, I guess that there's been a long tradition of very difficult, bloody engagements in wars and land wars in Asia. And so that's not something that you would want to subject yourself to.
Correct, Roger. It's a historic reference.
The movie Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride. Are some product categories more at risk? What is the competitor's network?
That's a good question, Cindy, about the whether positioning and messaging are product marketing's domain or product management's domain.
Well, as a product marketer, I take issue with that. That's key. That's why I'm a product marketer, to affect that.
So my argument would be that I don't really have an answer to the question. I would just say that product positioning, positioning, I would say, is the single strategic decision that somebody or that the team makes that drives every other product decision.
Yeah.
And it's not just on the outbound messaging side, but also on the development side.
Exactly.
It affects what you develop in the first place.
Yep.
And so it's hard to say whether it's a product management function or a product marketer's function to come up with that positioning, because it really affects things on the
inbound. It's a collaborative thing, right, right.
Yeah.
It's not only the product marketer, but I would say that the product marketing person has to maintain that position and the integrity of that position in the organization and not let it be taken off course.
Right. So there's the notion of coming up with what that positioning is, and then there's the notion of making sure that all messaging and communications surrounding the product
are consistent.
Sort of embrace and are consistent with that positioning.
And making it important, because nobody else is paying as much attention to it as the position of product marketing.
Yeah, the thing is, everywhere I've worked, it has been, this is a problem with product marketing versus product management, because it means different things for different companies. I've had product positioning being part of product management, then I've had product marketing saying that they own it. Either way, as you had mentioned, it's a collaborative effort, because as part of product management, you're talking to so many customers, hopefully, and gathering so much information that needs to be passed on so that the position of the product can be positioned right to solve the problems that were identified in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, the drivers of, you know, what determines the best positioning is competitive analysis. It's understanding the prospect problems and figuring out kind of a positioning that takes those most urgent and pervasive prospect problems that differentiate you if you solve them from the competition. forming some sort of coherent, unique value proposition out of that. So it's all driven by this deep understanding of the market and the problems and competition in the market.
Yeah. So whether it's owned by product management or product marketing, the ownership is not what dictates the right positioning, but taking the information that you have gathered, as you mentioned, Roger, whether it's through competitive analysis, whether it's talking to prospects or customers, and basically identified a problem to be solved in the market, and then making sure that when you position the product, it's in the right space and also targeting the right problem.
So did you see that Erica Anderson asked what you meant by network?
To me, the thing is, who knows who and who can open the door for you that defines your network?
Open the door to what?
Door for you, whether it's to open the sale or... So whether it's to open the door for a sale or even when you're trying to find out if there is a market, trying to get in front of people, the right people to have a talk so that they can guide you, whether that means they can help you understand their problems, especially in an enterprise sale, that's a daunting challenge. If you're trying to get into, let's say, American Express or Bank of America or, let's say, Best Buy or Walmart or whoever else, these large companies, sometimes network connections just open the door for you.
So what is the connection between that issue and competitive analysis? Or why is that the competitor's network?
It's not part of the competitors in the sense that the competitors, if they have the right connections and you don't, that's a significant advantage.
I see.
A lot of times when I look at companies, I look to see who's on the board and who's on the investors and look at their background. For example, if somebody has worked for Bank of America in the past, and let's say that person was a vice president of investments or something, and you are in the financial services industry or you're selling an investment product, that person being on the board of directors opens up a lot of connections for you, whether it is to soundboard some ideas that you may have or whatever else. So a lot of times I look at who these people do, or who these people are and what they have they done in the past and what are they doing now. And LinkedIn is a great software, way to look at that right now, because you find who's on the board, going to LinkedIn, and see who they're connected to. And I was mentioning that LinkedIn, that's the best social media tool that I use for professional. Facebook and all that stuff is great, but when you want to find connections or when you want to find out the network of people to see how well connected they are, especially competitors, if you look up the CEO and try to see who they might be connected to or whether they're connected to anybody you know.
So you try to coach them as well?
In terms of what?
Meaning that you look up the connections of the CEO and the board of your competitors, and then you see who their connections are that might open doors for you, and you actually make some contacts with those people to open those doors.
That is definitely a possibility. What I've also found out is that sometimes competitors want to talk to you as well. They are having the same problems as you are having, especially if you're in an early market. And the market is big enough that sometimes everybody has to push to make sure that the door gets opened more so that everybody can have more sales. Right?
Right.
Sometimes at the CEO level, it is great to get connected with a competitor CEO as well, especially in an early market.
Recent trial talk about how there are situations where that's definitely the strategy that you want to employ, is you want to actually work cooperatively with your competitors when, in the case of a new product category, if it's a new product category, it's one of those situations where you want rising tide to lift all boats. So you all promote the category instead of worrying about competing with each other.
Yeah, what's also funny is the fact mergers are not acquisitions. Mergers are usually two competitors merging together. So acquiring other companies, which might be means to expand or diversify your portfolio. One of the things that I always say is don't ever underestimate the incumbent, because sometimes, a lot of times, you don't even know that some of these prospects, where the incumbents, where your competitor is an incumbent, is even looking for a solution. You don't even get to participate in, means I basically say that you're not invited to the dance. Forget about getting to dance.
You know, it's interesting. There's someone who's coming on to speak about SEO. And when he first suggested speaking about it, I said, you know, it's really not an issue. It's not something that I think of a concern to product managers.
I wouldn't say that, because if you're a B2C manager, B2C product manager as I am, it is so important. SEO is so important and needs to be part and parcel of the product.
Great. So then that will be a valuable conversation.
And I also should say it's not just B2C. It means if you have web products, means the thing is, if customers are not finding you, or if the customers are not, you need to know enough about SEO to be dangerous. So you may not be an expert, but at least you should be able to find out to make sure that people find you, especially if you're a B2C product manager.
Five, how can I find the most relevant information about my competitors? Although we're somewhat answering it.
So question five is different from question one in that it's more about relevant information as opposed to just gathering information?
Yeah, it's not clear to me as well.
You had said that number one was what they're doing as opposed to what they're saying about themselves.
That may have been my mistake. I don't see the difference because a lot of it has been already talked about.
Yeah, but it sounds like one of the what I heard as the differentiator might have been more along the lines of, how do you find out the perceptions of your brand or of you relative to the competition, as opposed to just finding out what your competitors are doing? Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to actually read that and interpret that as never focus on value. I like what Balto Mel said. You're not naming the competition, but you sometimes, you know, you want to choose a positioning that really differentiates you.
Yes.
So you will, through communicating your own positioning, you'll tend to attack implicitly your competitors.
Yeah, the thing is, it's basically, I'm just typing it in, saying, basically, you're setting the rules of the game that you know you can win.
And thank you so much, Roger, for joining in today. I really appreciate your jumping on board.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Gopal, for this talk today. I think people really engaged with it, and they enjoyed the topic.
Yeah.
And both of you, please come back to do another talk. We're scheduling now through the fall.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for organizing this. Nice talking to you, Roger.